Hello, and welcome to Queen City Profiles, a podcast brought to you by the Charlotte Mecklenburg Library. This is a show where we bring prominent members of the Charlotte community in for a conversation, hosted by library staff.
My name is Lucretia McLeod, Program Coordinator here at Main Library, and with me today is Brad Schmidt.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Brad Schmidt is the Marketing Director for Skookum, a digital product firm here in Charlotte, and he wears many hats as he oversees all aspects of the company's marketing, solves problems, and quickly takes plans from idea to implementation. He also spent 11 years as the Area Director of Young Life, a Christian ministry for students, where he was a jack of all trades, managing everything from events and marketing to fundraising and donor care to building, launching, and marketing a new data collection product called Club Card. Going through the entire product life with Club Card was a great preparation for his current role at Skookum. Since it seems like no one is ever from Charlotte, where are you originally from?
I do love that question. I'm not a unicorn, so I'm not actually from Charlotte. I grew up in Pittsburgh, so.
That's funny. I'm also from Pennsylvania.
Oh, really? Nice. What part?
Erie.
Okay, cool. Yeah, it's only like an hour or so away from.
No, it's not that far at all.
Sweet.
So what brought you to the Charlotte-Mecklenburg area?
So I was working for Young Life at the time in Pennsylvania and knew the area director down here in Charlotte. Kind of, he was in charge of North and South Carolina. And, he brought me down to be area director of South Charlotte for Young Life.
Okay. Can you tell me a little bit about your background?
Yeah, so I grew up in Pittsburgh. Went to Penn State, went on Young Life staff pretty soon after I graduated. Was with them for 11 years, moved down here to Charlotte about 5 years ago. But yeah, it was actually an interesting transition coming out of Young Life when I kind of made the decision that I was gonna have a career change and wanted to do that. Wasn't really sure what to do or how to make that happen. Applied to a bunch of different places in Charlotte. Kind of struggled because I didn't have a financial services background, and in Charlotte, obviously, that's usually what people are looking for. And so thought I was going to have to get my MBA, but had a connection at Skookum, and it was actually Jeremy Coggin at Skookum that brought me in, gave me an interview, and gave me a chance as basically just as an intern for a few months to kind of prove myself, and kind of ended up all working out there. So
that's interesting. As an intern, were you still working at Young Life?
No. So I it was just like I'd actually all planned on getting my MBA, and so I had signed up for classes starting in August, and this was in June, and so I was just like, oh, this will be a good something for my resume before I start my MBA program, and so I'll do this Skookum thing for 2 months, no big deal. And by the end of it, ended up getting offered a full-time job, and it all worked out, so didn't end up having to go back to school, so.
That's amazing, because it usually doesn't work out that way.
Yeah, no, usually. was not expecting that. Was super thankful. So
where do you find inspiration personally and professionally?
Probably just friends and family. My dad had started a company when I was younger, and so definitely got a lot of inspiration from him. Always kind of had this entrepreneurial kind of mindset through him, and working for Young Life was very much of a, you know, working for especially a nonprofit, you feel like you have to do a lot of different things, and so kind of has that entrepreneurial mindset a little bit more. And that's also something that at Skookum has benefited me a lot, because that kind of thinking is very encouraged. So
can you tell us some of the work you do as the marketing manager of a technology firm?
Yeah, so really in charge of obviously anything marketing. So any campaigns that we do mostly are digital. All of our social networking, all the social platforms, SEO, any type of content, thought leadership that we're trying to push out. And then obviously our tech talks as well. At Skookum, we really, when we were founded, started off as really a software development shop. And over the course of years, have kind of expanded our services. So now we really do kind of anything in the digital product lifecycle. So starting from strategy and design all the way through the development of a project and support. So really any place in that product development lifecycle that a company is at, we can really kind of jump in and help them out. So
type of client varies. It's obviously a lot in Charlotte, it being financial services. So we have a number of financial services clients, but we also have a lot of retail, kind of apparel, and really just a whole slew from startups to enterprise, really industry agnostic. And I think that's one of the cool kind of differentiators as well, is because we work with a number of different industries, we're able to kind of like take things that's working in one industry and apply it to another.
Could you explain to us what an SEO is?
Yeah, search engine optimization. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. What do you like most about working at Skookum?
I would say the culture. I think the leadership team at Skookum has done a great job, starting from our CEO, James Hartzell, and the co-founder, Brian Delaney. I think from the beginning, those guys have done a great job of creating a people-first mentality and culture. And so there's just a lot of respect for each other, other employees, things like that. Trying new ideas, trying out new things are always encouraged. There's a lot of flexibility. Work-life balance is great. It's just a different kind of place to work than I think your typical firm in Charlotte. And so that's what I really enjoy about it. It just seems like they, as a company, they really care about people. So,
is Skookum a young company?
We were founded in, I believe, 2005. So it's about 13 or so years old, 13, 14 years old. So,
because it just seems like the younger companies have more of that.
Yeah,
have more of a collaborative.
Yeah, we've actually, it's not super young. Like, we kind of feel like a startup, I think, a lot of times. And that's, I think they've done a good job of kind of keeping that startup feel, even though it's, 13 years old. So, yeah.
Do you have a staff? Or are you kind of like?
Yeah, we've got, we actually got one other full-time staff. And outside of that, we mostly work with contractors, so.
Does Skookum regularly have interns or classes or like a, not a school, but how people can learn more or learn hands-on experience?
Yeah. So we did this last, I think it was in August. We ran a program called Day Shift. And so we really took people that were interested in learning kind of more about technology and especially just digital products, and sort of our Skookum processes. We effectively brought them in through a week, and it was kind of a week-long boot camp of sort of taking people through that. And our employees kind of ran it and ran with it. So it was a really cool program for people to kind of like get their feet wet. We ended up hiring someone out of that, which was really cool. So we don't necessarily have a formalized intern program, but when things come about, we, kind of figure out a way to make it work. So, but yeah, there was another story we just did on our blog about Brittany Ball. She's a developer we just hired full time. And Josh Miller, one of our directors, actually met her at a meetup in town and kind of offered her an internship after hearing her story and brought her in and everything like that. And so, it was kind of really cool to kind of see her go from kind of being a new intern and actually really just moving to Charlotte and not knowing anyone, and then now being full-time. So, so that's kind of my story as well. So, there's definitely not a formalized program, but try to do it whenever the opportunity arises.
Can you tell us what type of role Skookum is hiring for or looking for?
Someone who's like a self-learner and willing to kind of figure things out. I mean, there's honestly so much you can learn just with the resources that are available online. Mm-hmm. And so seeing someone that's willing to sort of take that initiative and go after it is, I would say, is really important. Yeah, so really at the core, we're a team of strategists, designers, and engineers. So those are the three kind of core buckets that we hire towards. So UX, UI design, and obviously software front-end, back-end, full-stack engineering, and product strategy. So kind of more on the consulting side of things or project management. But we also are hiring a number of client engagement managers as well. So they work both on projects and kind of on the sales side of things. So yeah, those are really the kind of roles that we'll be mostly hiring for this year. As a company, we doubled in size over the last year and probably looking to hire around 60 or so people in Charlotte next year. And so we are hiring and we'll be hiring all year. So if there's anyone that's listening that is interested in working in what I think is the best tech company here in Charlotte, we're definitely hiring. So so check us out. You can go to skookum.com/careers or send us an email if you don't find something on there. So
can you tell us a bit about Skookum's work and the tech talks that you coordinate?
Yeah, so our tech talks are once a month on a Friday at noon, and we'll bring in pizza, and we usually have around 50 to 150 people, depending on the topic. And yeah, just kind of invite anyone from the community to come in and hopefully hear about an interesting topic that's happening in tech and share and network and things like that, and just connect with people. So
do they take place at Skookum or?
Yeah, they take place actually in our office, which is, yeah, we cram everybody in at different times. Sometimes we have to move some things around, but yeah, it's fun to kind of get everybody in and allow them to sort of see our office and where we work and things like that.
So. Oh, that's interesting. How would you define Skookum's and by extension your place in our community?
I think Skookum in our community hopefully is a place where, especially in the kind of technology space as a leader in tech here in Charlotte, that we would be a place where people connect, and we want to try to be open, which is why we invite people in for our tech talks. But we also host a number of different meetups. Pretty much any of our employees that might be involved in a meetup group, they're always welcome to kind of, you know, have that at our offices and things like that. So, so yeah, we definitely want to be a place where people can connect and learn as well and grow in sort of the technology space. So,
how would you define community engagement?
I think, and this is sort of an extension of Skookum in terms of what we do, but being open and present, and really getting involved with things in the community that make sense and places where we can help out. So that's what I feel like sort of community engagement, and especially for Skookum, looks like.
What would you say is the most underutilized resource in the Charlotte-Mecklenburg area?
Because it's a library podcast, I feel like I have to say the library. I mean, is that like the...
You don't
is that what you're going
that.
For? No. I honestly do feel like it is. I wasn't joking. If this wasn't a library podcast and we were, and you asked me that question, I would actually say the library. So I'm not just making that up. But yeah, I do think it is underutilized. One of my best friends, Scott Wheeler, is maybe one of the library's top users, and it's always really humbling to me. He runs his own book club, Pale Ales and Tales. They meet once a month. It's been going on for years, and I'm always super impressed at like how him and then the rest of the book club like uses the library, and it's always very, very impressive. And I'm like, wow, the library can be used for so much more, and I don't think people realize that, and they need to know. So, yeah.
That's good that you said that, because I think people don't realize the extensive amount of resources.
Honestly, I had no idea until I was friends with him, and I was like, you go to the library, even still with the internet? Oh, wow, there's so much more you can use it for.
So can you tell us what is your vision for the Charlotte-Mecklenburg area?
I think, and this is one of the, it's actually a new core value we have at Skookum. But I do think that it sort of made me think of the community as a whole as well, is really
kind of putting others before ourselves. And I think that would be like my vision for Charlotte, that we'd be a place that puts others in front of ourselves and sort of our own kind of career and trajectory and trying to climb the corporate ladder. And I just think in a city where banking is very prominent and kind of moving up the ladder, both in the corporate ladder and socially and things like that, I think kind of taking some time to give back to others and volunteer and just kind of put others before yourself, I think is really a vision that I would have for Charlotte as a community as a whole.
With you saying that, so what do you believe is holding us back from achieving this vision? Are there things that individuals in Charlotte can do to help reach that vision?
Yeah, I mean, I mentioned volunteering. I think there's so many good nonprofits, obviously coming from the nonprofit world here in Charlotte. I think there's obviously, there's Young Life, which I was involved with, but there's a number of others that people can get involved with. And I think it's, I mean, really just kind of an individual deal of kind of making the time and effort and sort of carving it out into the schedule to be able to kind of do that and give back to the community. So,
what would you say is the most life-changing piece of advice you've received?
So I don't know if it would be life-changing advice, I guess, necessarily, but there was probably three people in my life that I would say saw something in me that I didn't see in myself. Those three people over the course of my life really helped sort of shape the trajectory of where I was going, whether it was just personally or in my career. And I would say one of those was James Hartzell, the CEO at Skookum, was really one of those guys that kind of helped see that. And honestly, that's kind of why I'm in marketing.
If you could write a letter to your 21-year-old self, what advice would you give yourself?
My 21-year-old self, I would just say, enjoy the ride, man. Like, just have fun and enjoy the ride, and don't stress out too much about things. But yeah, have fun and enjoy. So,
that's good advice. Thinking back over the books and articles you've read throughout your adult life, what book or article has made the biggest impact on you?
I don't know if it was necessarily like a particular book, but when I graduated from college, my dad gave me kind of a number of resources. I think some of them were CDs back in the day, and then a book or two. But it was all just kind of about being like financially responsible, which is kind of some stuff that, you know, surprisingly, they don't really talk about in college at all, which blows me away. But I thought it was really kind of wise of my dad to sort of pull me aside, give me those resources, and kind of help me out and point me in the right direction. And, you know, I've been able to stay away from some bad debt and things like that, and hopefully made smarter decisions through kind of the resources that he handed over to me. So
that's good. I think that is a disservice that we provide to our younger people. It's like, it's not taught in high school, it's not taught in college.
Yeah, it blows me away. And then, like, immediately you're out. You're like, what do I do? So, yeah.
How can listeners learn more about you and the work that Skookum is doing in Charlotte?
Yeah, they can definitely follow us at Skookum. We're on all the different social media channels. So you can find us on Facebook, Skookum spelled S-K-O-O-K-U-M. You find us Facebook, LinkedIn. We're on Instagram and Twitter. We're at Skookum. So, and obviously our website, skookum.com. So,
Brad, thank you so much for being a guest on Queen City Profiles. This conversation has been so enlightening and made me think about technology in a different way.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Queen City Profiles. To learn more about this or any of our other podcasts, visit our website, digitalbranch.cmlibrary.org. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CMLibrary or on Twitter at CMLibrary. We'll see you next time.
It's always very, very impressive. And I'm like, wow, the library can be used for so much more. And I don't think people realize that, and they need to know. So, yeah.